This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The number of Americans infected with the coronavirus topped a world-leading 3.6 million cases Friday, as the number of new cases reported each day continued to rise sharply. An unpublished report from the White House Coronavirus Task Force recommends that 18 U.S. states should impose more stringent lockdown measures. The report identified the states as red zone areas because they had more than 100 new cases per 100,000 population last week. Among the states are Florida, South Carolina, and Texas, all of which reported record numbers of COVID-19 deaths. The report's recommendations are contrary to the position taken by President Donald Trump, who insists that states reopen even as infections continue to rise. The United States' top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is raising red flags about the recent surge in coronavirus cases, particularly in southern states. Speaking to a live stream audience organized by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Fauci said Friday the staggering increase in cases is a cause of serious concern. Despite some hopeful areas, Fauci said leaders need to encourage their people to wear masks and to practice other measures to mitigate the spread of the virus.
Physical distancing is the most important, but practically, when you're living your life and trying to open up the country, you are going to come into contact with people. And for that reason, we know that masks are really important.
The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases has warned the United States could soon endure 100,000 infections per day if it doesn't more aggressively embrace social distancing, mask wearing, and other mitigation efforts. This is VOA News. European Union leaders are holding their first face-to-face summit in months, focusing on two key issues that will shape the bloc for years ahead: the coronavirus economic recovery plan and their next multi-year budget. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Face masks firmly on, the 27 European heads of state started early on talks scheduled to end Saturday, but in a sign of the difficult negotiations ahead and in hopes of a deal this weekend, Luxembourg's Prime Minister Xavier Bettel said he had brought extra clothing should the meetings be extended by another day. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, whose country currently holds the European Union's rotating presidency, acknowledged differences remained very wide. Germany and France have teamed up to support a proposed $857 billion fund of grants and loans to reboot coronavirus-hit economies, especially those of southern European countries like Italy and Spain. But four northern countries are reluctant to offer non-payable grants and want strict governance criteria. Also up for discussion is the EU's next seven-year budget. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has revealed she's been undergoing treatment for another bout with cancer. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The 87-year-old Ginsburg says she's undergoing chemotherapy, and treatment so far has succeeded in reducing lesions on her liver. In a written statement, Ginsburg says she's encouraged and remains fully able to do her high court job full steam. With other justices, she'd taken part in oral arguments over the phone in the spring, including a case about President Trump's finances in May.
Every president voluntarily turned over his tax returns.
She was in the hospital that month and again this week, though Ginsburg says those stays were unrelated to cancer, for which she's received treatment four times the past two decades. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Britain's Captain Tom Moore, who made headlines around the world for his fundraising efforts during the coronavirus pandemic, was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II in a ceremony at Windsor Castle on Friday. Moore captivated the British public by walking laps in his garden in England and raising more than $40 million for the National Health Service in April. The Queen knighted him with the traditional sword tap, but the World War II veteran, who is now 100 years old, was not required to take a knee before the monarch. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.